Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report. It is on patient 1. Her address is 123 HAW Avenue, space 714, Chico, California, 95973, phone 916-582-4699. ID is XXXXXX8571. Date of birth is 11/20/1952. This is a retired, disabled woman. Insurance is Medicare/AARP. Pharmacy is Walmart in Chico. It is addressed to 1WUN PA, 2575 Forest Avenue, Chico, California, 530-809-0009. Pulmonary specialist is Sabrina Chen, M.D., South Sacramento, 916-688-4821. Below that should say Gabrielle Liu, L-I-U. 916-734-8230. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of partial seizure reported 29 April 2024. Current therapy is Keppra, 500 milligrams PO BID. Current complaints, no seizures. New paragraph, new problems. Progressive pulmonary insufficiency. With history of pulmonary reaction to bird allergy, subparagraph, Mary reports that she anticipates that with the findings of significant progression of her pulmonary insufficiency, that she may not be living much longer. Subparagraph, she's under the care of Gabrielle Liu in Sacramento, who is going to be starting her on a new medication, although expensive, covered in her insurance benefits, to reduce the progression of her symptoms. New paragraph. She has remained stable on her Keppra medicine and denies any progression of her epilepsy. New paragraph. Brain metabolism PET CT was done. It was ordered by Dr. Maria Servioli in March of 2023 and demonstrated evidence for cerebral atrophy and more focal atrophy in the anterior medial and bilateral anterior temporal lobes, disproportionate for her age. Prominence of the posterior ventricles was identified. Mild to moderately decreased FDG activity in the cerebral cortices, anterior anterior medial temporal lobes, was thought to be due to cortical atrophy. New paragraph. Today, she is quite conversant, knowledgeable, and does not demonstrate any significant tremor, performing adequate mobility without difficulty. New paragraph. In consideration of this presentation, we will be getting a DAT scan of the brain and scheduling her for amyloid PET CT imaging while we obtain her laboratory work to exclude Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up in 6 weeks as we have the results of her testing for further recommendations. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report then, signed with my professional signature.